haul, haul. Some of them say haul.
Haul. Which way does that make them turn?
Must be, I don't know what way, but they say jay, and they pull on and turn them around.
How do they make them back up?
Back. They say back, and they're back.
You know, I never thought about that until I was doing these interviews. I never thought about that you had to make a horse back up, what you'd say.
Well, you sure have to make them.
I wouldn't have had the slightest idea. how do you call horses in from the pasture?
They whistle for them. Whoop, whoop. That's the old way.
Is that right?
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, were your husbands farmers?
He was. Both of them.
Both of them were farmers?
Farmers.
I see. Did they keep any stock? Any cows?
The first husband I had, he had cows, and mule, and horse.
I see. How do you start horses? How do you get them to go?
They say, come up.
And how do you get them to go faster?
Come up, they hit them.
Tell
them to come up, they go faster.
Okay, how do you call pigs to feed them?
Piggy.
How do you call hogs? Do you call them differently?
Oh, let me see now. I know how to call them because I raised so many of them. Let me see. Piggy. Let me see now how to call that hog. I believe that's it. Because
okay.
I don't know nothing
else. Did you hear them say something like suey?
That's suey? When they're running them. Suey out there. When they're in.
Oh, that's
the
when they're running them.
Running
I see.
Them.
I
suey.
Just heard somebody say that
sure,
once. I didn't know
right.
what it meant.
The suey, that'll run them.
Oh, that gets them away?
They
I mean,
get
that
them,
makes them
when
get
they
away.
Don't want them in that place, they say, suey. They're in the wrong place, they holler at them. Because I have holler at them. Suey out there. Suey.
Oh, like if they were in your garden or
that's
something.
Right, that's
I
right.
See.
In the room, you yell.
Yeah, they do that, don't
they?
They
do that.
Never saw anything like that. Do you know how to call sheep?
Let me see. How to call sheep. I just don't know how to call sheep, but they call them. They got a way to call them, but I just don't know.
Okay. How do you call your chickens?
Chick.
Better not say that too much. We'll have all these chickens coming down here. All right, when you say you're getting your horses ready to plow, you say, I'm going out to do what to the horses? I'm going out to
put the gills on him and hitch him up to the plow.
All right, you ever say gear him up?
Gear him up, that's right.
And if you're going to get him ready to drive, say to a wagon or a buggy, you say, I'm going to do what to the...
Hitch him up to the buggy.
The things you hold on to when you're plowing are the things you're holding.
Reins.
All right. And when you're plowing.
They call them reins, but they are long ones.
They are.
Long ones.
Would you call them reins if you're riding?
That's right. Now, that's a bridle. We
right.
call them a bridle to ride on the horse.
Now, if you're driving them to a wagon, what do you call it?
They call them... call it, it'd be his reins too, then they drive them with line or long.
I see.
Reins too.
I see. Now what's the difference in reins?
A rein is a leather and a line is cotton.
I see. So you could use it, it depends on which
that's
one
right.
you're using.
That's right.
I didn't know that difference.
I know.
The city girls don't know these things. What you put your feet in when you're riding a horse are the...
Put your feet, what you put your
get
feet
get up on the saddle and you put your feet in the...
Well, carrying the horse, carrying the feet along with you on
well,
the horse.
Well, no, when you're riding a horse, when you're just...
Put the feet in the trough.
Well, when you're riding him, you know, you get on, to get on, you put your foot up on something.
Oh, in the stirrup. Stirrup.
Do you ever ride horses?
Plenty of times.
Do you ever ride bareback?